Okay, so we are recording now. And Pat, for starters, really state your name and your title.
You bet. My name is Pat Ganan. I'm an extension climatologist with the University of Missouri's Commercial Agriculture Program.
Now, Pat, much of northern Missouri is in drought conditions. But this is something that seems to have come on fairly quickly. Will you explain a little bit about the conditions that brought this about?
Well, we've had a situation this year of more of a localized severe drought that's impacted Missouri, and specifically the northern parts of the state. Last year, of course, the entire state, not only all of Missouri, but much of the central part of the country was impacted by severe drought. But this year, it's been, I think the theme for Missouri has been one of the haves and the have-nots. The precipitation disparities this summer have been nothing short of incredible here in our state. We've had some locations across northern Missouri since June 1 that have seen less than 4 inches of precipitation, whereas parts of southern Missouri, they've seen well over 25 inches of precipitation. So an incredible gradient of who's been getting the rain and who hasn't. And what's really sort of added insult to injury has been started right around the last 10 days of August and into much of September with some very high temperatures. We did have some dryness evolve across northern Missouri earlier this summer, but we also had some cooler temperatures, and we had quite a few cloudy days, and that pretty much did not put the teeth in the drought situation, and it kind of held things at bay with regard to moisture loss. And evaporative rates were somewhat lower than usual because of the cooler temperatures in June, July, and about the first 3 weeks of August. And the cloudy days helped to minimize evaporative rates. But then we had a pattern change that led to much hotter temperatures into the 90s, into triple digits. During the latter part of August and on into September, we've had many sunny days, some southwesterly winds that were blowing, and that really caused a rapid deterioration of conditions in regard to vegetative impacts. The crops, of course, got hit hard. Pastures were all burned up, and that's basically occurred over the past few weeks that we've seen this because of the higher temperatures, because of the sunny days. So just not a good situation right now with, of course, back-to-back severe droughts impacting northern Missouri last year and then, unfortunately, again this year.
And what kind of conditions do we need to see for the, any time in the next few months to correct this or make the drought less worse? Or I guess what would you like to see condition-wise?
Well, ideally, the rains need to start up. The widespread, significant rainfall we need it now. And there are indications that we are seeing a pattern change. Of course, we've seen cooler temperatures towards the end of this week, and then there is an indication of some more or better chances of rainfall starting late this weekend, and then occasional chances through much of next week. And you know, unfortunately the soybean crop, it looks like, and the corn have taken a hit. The pastures, it's very evident how they look right now. But hopefully we will get some moisture that can start green up a little bit as we go through September and on into October, because we really need it. Surface water supplies have been depleted quite notably over the past few weeks with these higher evaporation rates. The soil is bone dry, and we need to get some moisture into the profile and recharge it as we go into the fall and winter season so that we will have, you know, be back at capacity for next year's growing season. So hopefully this forecast of a pattern change will transpire and we will see better chances and more significant rains starting late this weekend and on into next week.
And this very localized drought, is that something that's fairly common, or is it typically more like last year or most of the Midwest?
Well, I've always said, when we look at climate here in Missouri, drought has and always will be a part of our landscape. And if anything, the past 30 to 40 years across our state has been unprecedented in regard to wetness. We've had an unusual wet pattern over the past 30 to 40 years. And what history has shown is like the 1950s, the 1930s, even the 1960s. Those were very dry periods, dry decades for that matter. And in my opinion, it's somewhat of a reality check, the dryness we've seen over the past couple of years, because it's very evident when you look back through the record over the past 100 years or so. We've had some very dry years in Missouri, and if anything, it's been a very wet one over the past 30 to 40 years, and I have a hard time believing that this wet trend that we've seen over the past few decades is going to sustain itself when you look at what's happened in the past, for example, the 1930s, the 1950s, and the 1960s.
All right. Well, Pat, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I'm good with that. If you're good with that, did you have any more questions or?
No, I think that's everything.